This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite is sponsored by Mellanox Technologies, the leading supplier of end-to-end FDR 56 gigabits per second InfiniBand and 10 and 40 gigabit Ethernet interconnect solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering. www.mellanox.com.
This is HPC Wire Soundbite, your weekly source of commentary and insight on the HPC stories shaping the industry, with Michael Feldman, editor of HPC Wire, and Addison Snell, CEO of Intersect 360 Research. And now, here are your hosts, Michael Feldman and Addison Snell.
InfiniBand hits 100 gig.
Plus, winners and losers from ISC.
Hello and welcome to our special ISC edition of Soundbite in Hamburg, Germany, where the International Supercomputing Show just wrapped up. I'm here with Addison Snell of Intersect 360 Research. Hey, Addison, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michael. Did you have a good show?
Had a great show. Just wrapped up. That went really fast for, you know, a pretty long show. We're here for 4 days, four and a half days. And I had a good time. It was a lot of news, a lot of new faces, and
The booths, the show floors wrapped up yesterday afternoon, Wednesday. People started trickling out, but then there were a few more sessions Thursday here today, and then we had the final conclusion officially right around 2 o'clock, the farewell lunch, and now here we are with our farewell podcast.
Here we are. We just finished up, and we just watched your crossfire. That was a lot of fun.
I did have a good time. My panelists did an excellent job, as always. A very lively panel.
Yeah, and we'll see that. I guess we'll see that posted in a few days on YouTube, right?
Yeah, YouTube, and we'll put it on our website as well.
Excellent.
You were talking about some of the news, and one that we didn't get to. I think, in as much as I actually think it was a light conference for new technology announcements, the most significant one to me we hadn't covered yet. To me, I thought the most important technology announcement we saw at the show was Mellanox with ConnectIB.
Right, they announced that I think on Monday, and yeah, that was an important announcement for Mellanox. This is their fourth generation of their InfiniBand adapter interconnect technology, and it's
fourth generation of their adapter, and it's the first that hit 100 gigabits per second.
Right, it's basically twice the speed of the FDR, so it's a little over 100 gigabits. FDR, of course, is 56 gigabits per second, and then you lose a little bit because of the overhead. But yeah.
Right, it's 2 by 56, but then they figure that even after losing a little of the overhead, they're going to hit
10 something. Yeah, right, and it's so basically it's not a new InfiniBand standard. Basically, they doubled up. They have two FDR ports on one wire. So basically,
right,
instead of, if you want to do like a dual rail with two adapters, you don't have to do that anymore. You basically get 100 gigabits, one wire, and you have this great bandwidth all of a sudden.
Great bandwidth, and they're advertising they get down to 7/10 of a microsecond in application latency, which is a big part of what they're advertising here.
Right. Of course, the latency has always been good, and I think they've at least matched what they had in FDR. And I think basically they said they're going to have trouble getting down much less than that latency now. A lot of it's on the server side. They've done as much as they can do on the chip and the adapter. They've cut out as much as they can. So I think the latency is going to sort of even out, even as they keep multiplying the bandwidth in the future. But the thing about this technology that's really interesting is they've redone it, of course. It's a new generation. And this is going to be the foundation of their exascale technology. This won't be their exascale interconnect, obviously, but it's a very scalable architecture. You just keep putting them together, and there's essentially no upper limit on sort of the amount of nodes you can put in this thing on, as far as when you scale up.
Was really notable. In fact, I moderated the first of the two hot seat sessions on Monday, and we had Michael Kagan of Mellanox under our inquisition. We asked him what needed to be done with InfiniBand in order to prepare it for exascale. He said, well, we just released ConnectIB, and that's the foundation. That's what we need to do.
That is, right. And the other interesting thing they did with this, of course, the FDR InfiniBand needs that PCIe 3.0 to go to top speed, and
right,
to get that 100 gigabits per second, you need that too. But the technology now also supports PCIe 2 with FDR InfiniBand. They took a slightly wider PCIe 2.0 port, and now the AMD servers can get FDR InfiniBand all of a sudden with this. So they basically have the same functionality, at least from the FDR perspective, as the Intel servers.
Right. So the speeds on the Kinect IB, they've got SDR, DDR, QDR, FDR. And on the older PCIe 2.0x16, they've got a one-port version.
Right.
And then with the newer PCIe 3.0, either by 8 or by 16, you can have a single or dual port version.
Right, right. Now with 3.0, you're only going to get to that dual port FDR 100 gigabits, but you sort of backfilled the AMD FDR sort of missing link there, so that's good.
Another thing I don't want to have get lost in this is they were talking about GPU Direct RDMA, which is the GPU to GPU communication that we've heard NVIDIA and Tesla talk about before, to allow GPUs to communicate without the interrupt on the CPU.
Right, right. They've upgraded that and integrated that into this version too. So we'll have to see what that actually means in the field. But yeah, they've got the newest technology because they keep upgrading the GPU Direct technology. So that's all in this newer version as well.
Yeah, there are all kinds of impressive stats. They're talking about 130 million messages per second, a big upgrade over previous InfiniBand solutions. All in all, I did think this is the most important new technology from the show.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, we talked about the Intel, Mike Xeon Phi last
time. Well, Xeon Phi was a big brand announcement.
Right,
there wasn't a lot of new technology.
Right, that was not a product announcement. This is, and it's real, and you can get it, later this year.
Yeah, they were talking about availability this year, starting with samples in Q3. So really next quarter, they're up and running.
Yeah, I think if I remember right, they're actually expecting to see some systems by Q4. Maybe we'll even see some on the top 500 list, maybe with this spiffy new 100 gig InfiniBand. So good
announcement from Mellanox. Why don't we take a quick break, then we'll come back and we'll be able to put our final wraps on the show with our traditional winners and losers.
All righty.
Mellanox's end-to-end FDR 56 gigabits per second InfiniBand and 10 and 40 gigabit Ethernet interconnect products, consisting of ConnectX 3 adapter products, the comprehensive SwitchX family of fixed and modular switches, software, and cables, deliver industry-leading performance, scalability, efficiency, and economics for the best return on investment for performance interconnects. Mellanox provides its worldwide customers with the broadest, most advanced, and highest-performing end-to-end interconnect solutions for the world's most compute-demanding applications. For more information on Mellanox's end-to-end connectivity solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering, visit www.mellanox.com.
All right, Michael, it's the end of the show. We got to do it every time. This is one of my favorite things on the podcast. We got to do winners and losers.
Winners and losers.
What do you want to do first?
Let's do the winners first.
Let's do the winners first. Give me a winner from ISG.
So, to me, the obvious winner here is IBM. We talked about all the blue jeans, the top blue jeans, Sequoia, and then all the other blue jeans they got on the list this time. They really had a lot of great systems come up all of a sudden, and it was the talk of the show. Certainly Sequoia was, because they knocked off the K system. But I think the bigger story is they had just a lot of top systems.
Including Mira at number 3.
Yeah, Mira at number 3. And even the Super MOOC in Germany, that was not a BlueJean Q system. That was just their iDataPlex X86. But that was also in the top 10. So they had 5 of those systems in the top 10 and a lot of systems in the top 100. And they just kind of cleaned up.
IBM right across the board. You mentioned I just did my Crossfire panel, and I asked my panelists there to name their winners and losers from the conference. And, of course, I had Donna Crawford from Livermore. She was already very happy about Sequoia. Dave Turek himself was on the panel from IBM. But even T-Platforms on the panel said that they thought IBM was the big winner.
Yeah, so I think it's unanimous, and you're going with IBM as the winner too, right?
It's tempting to try to pick something else, and I guess maybe you could give it to Mellanox for Kinect IB, and that'd be a credible choice.
But when
you look at it against IBM, it's hard not to just say that IBM is the winner right across the board. They had a huge show.
They did, and congratulations to them. And it'll be interesting to see a lot of the applications that come out on some of those computers, and we'll be looking forward to that. But yeah. I think they're unanimous.
All right, let's go to the flip side. You got something in the loser category for me?
Well, it's kind of tough. I mean, this is a good show. Nobody really had a bad show. I'm just going to pick a technology. What I didn't see much of here was cloud. Now, ISC has
a good point.
ISC does have a cloud, an HPC cloud.
This whole separate conference,
right?
In
a whole
October
separate.
So
maybe we see more. But I just noticed,
or September, excuse me.
Right, and later, right in the fall. So, but you would at least think some of the vendors that showed up, and there were a lot of them. I mean, there was 175 exhibitors, something like that. And I didn't see anybody pushing their cloud product. And some of these companies did have an HPC
right.
cloud product, like SGI. They haven't talked about it in a while.
Right.
Some of these things are sort of, it seems like they're not going away necessarily, but they're not front and center like they were, let's say, a year or two ago.
Yeah, well, and also some of the bigger cloud proponents. Microsoft has been a big cloud proponent. They weren't here.
Yeah.
Platform, of course, has had their cloud products. They're part of IBM now. We already covered them in the winner category. That was another aspect of IBM, by the way, is a great integration of the platform story, which
right,
we shouldn't neglect the dimension.
Right.
But you're right. There was not a lot of cloud messaging. Maybe that'll come back for, obviously, with ISC Cloud in September. We'll hear it there.
Yeah.
But for this particular show, we did not see it.
Yeah, sort of a no-show. I mean, there were some sessions. Now, I didn't happen to go to any of those sessions, but there was some information around it. Just didn't seem to strike a big chord here.
Good choice.
So how about you? What's your loser for the show?
Well, you know, I'll go with a couple companies that didn't show up that I think it hurt them. On the storage side, post-acquisition, we now did not hear from either Isilon or BlueArc. Now, NetApp was here, and you know that after the Ingenio acquisition, the whole NetApp team was here, and I thought had a good presence. You know, you could almost put them in the winner category also, especially relative to some of the competition. Now, DDN also had a good presence, so you know, there were good storage stories out there, but EMC acquires Isilon. Isilon doesn't show up. HDS acquires BlueArc. BlueArc doesn't show up. There's a couple gaps on the storage side there.
Yeah, and you got to realize, you know, these are basically American. Well, Hitachi isn't, but I mean,
Hitachi's not that American.
Yeah, some of these are American-based companies, and this is not as big a show. It's basically half the size exhibit-wise as the SC show in the U.S. But yeah, somebody made the choice, and yeah, if your competition comes out there, it'd be nice if you came out there too to sort of show your presence and interest. In the international community, certainly.
Well, you know, especially with DDN, NetApp, ClusterStor also, with
right.
Xyratex having very good presence,
right.
Then, you know, to not be here, you're giving a little bit away.
You are, yeah. So, yeah, you can see just from not showing up, you're sort of in that category. So, yeah, those are good picks. So, but I thought overall the show was good. There was a lot of positive energy here.
I'll tell you, another thing people are disappointed is that we don't get to come back to Hamburg.
Yeah, I think that was mentioned a few times. That people really were getting used to this place. It's a great city. It's
a great city. I love it. It's a beautiful
day
outside. We're sitting here looking at the sunshine, getting ready to wrap up our podcast. It'd be nice to go take a walk through the gardens again one last time. We're moving to Leipzig next year. I'm sure Leipzig's very nice. I've never been there, but you know, you certainly can mourn the loss of coming to Hamburg. Really enjoying it.
Yeah. Well, maybe Leipzig has its own charm, and
I'm sure it does. I've liked ISC wherever we've gone, so maybe it's just time to explore a new city.
It is. Okay. Well, we'll see you before then, but certainly.
Certainly we'll see you before then, but a year from now, podcasting in Leipzig.
All right. Well, I think that wraps up our show, and next week we get back to our regular non-event schedule, and we'll talk to you then.
Good show, Michael. Travel safe.
You too.
This episode of HPC Wire Soundbite has been sponsored by Mellanox Technologies, the leading supplier of end-to-end FDR 56 gigabits per second InfiniBand and 10 and 40 gigabit Ethernet interconnect solutions for HPC and cloud server and storage clustering. www.mellanox.com.
You've been listening to HPC Wire Soundbite with Michael Feldman and Addison Snell. Got a question or comment for Michael or Addison? Email soundbite@hpcwire.com. HPC Wire Soundbite is available every Friday afternoon from iTunes or at hpcwire.com. HPC Wire, the leading source for global news and information covering the ecosystem of high productivity computing.